Hey, hey, y'all. We are back. We are back. We are back. Welcome to the Take a Break Girl podcast. It has been a while, but I am super, super excited. I've taken a break. I've regrouped, and now I am back, you guys. And I am so excited about this episode. I'm excited about what's to come. I have really been doing a lot of research and just doing a lot of just self-reflection. And in that, I have decided that I'm going to go ahead and create a 7-part series. We are going to completely be talking about creating the life that you absolutely deserve. Okay. So as usual, you guys, I always want to thank you up front for joining me and listening and supporting the podcast. I thank you guys. I appreciate you. And I just really, really miss you guys. I really miss you guys. All right. So with that being said, today we are going to talk about creating the life that you deserve. Now, this 7-part series, guys, I came up with the 7-part series. I was like, look, we got to start getting on track of creating that life that we absolutely freaking deserve, right? You deserve it. I deserve it. We deserve it. What Oprah say? You get a life. I get a life. We all get a life that we deserve. So the title of this series will be Believing and Achieving, right? Unlocking the life that you deserve. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. All right. So welcome to another inspiring episode of the Take a Break Girl podcast. You guys can tell I'm a little rusty, but it's okay. We're getting started. I'm your host, Regina B, your favorite lifestyle and empowerment coach. Today, we are going to be talking about believing. That's going to be the first series. We're going to talk about believing and belief because it's important. We got to believe that we can have this life that we deserve. Okay? I told you guys before. You're manifesting. You're meditating. You're affirming things. But I don't think you're believing. That's why things aren't showing up for you. So let's talk about this. Because we are talking about believing and achieving, which is going to unlock the life that you deserve. All right. I've got some questions for you today. I want you guys to go grab your journals. Go get your journal. You already know how I feel about the journaling. You know you should be journaling as much as possible. Hopefully some of you guys are still getting up early in the morning and journaling and writing your morning notes and writing out how you're feeling and what you're experiencing and just starting your day off fresh. Okay. Because journaling is important. Journaling helps you get clear in a lot of areas in your life. All right? So I want you to go ahead and grab a pen. Grab your favorite journal. Because trust me, you guys are going to want to take notes on this one. This is a good one. So let's go ahead and dive right on in. Question number one. Okay? Write this down. You guys write these questions. Have you ever felt that your dreams were too big or out of reach? Have you? I know I have. I have felt like my dreams at one point in my life were too big or out of reach. I'm gonna be honest. Some of the ideas that get downloaded right now into my brain from God is like, God, it's just little old me here. I'm not really sure if I can pull that off. That's because I don't believe it. But then I get in alignment and I start believing and I do it. All right. Question number two. Have you felt like you were too old or you waited too late to have the life that you deserve. Where my people at? Where y'all at? Where are my people who feel like you have waited too late or you are too old to have the life that you deserve? You're not. But if this question resonates with you, or you have some belief in this question, you need to answer it. Okay? Number three. Do you often doubt being able to make or to maybe start a business or even possibly be financially free? Let me ask that question again. Do you often doubt being able to maybe start a business or even possibly even being financially free? Do you doubt that? Some of you guys need to start a business. Some of you guys really want to be financially free. Some of you guys have these abilities to create a business that will set you on a path to be free. It will create a legacy for your family to continue to be free. But if you doubt that, right? If you have that doubt, is it going to give you the life that you deserve? Number four, do you dream of a certain lifestyle, but due to your environment, that's a big word, right? Environment. You do not see a way to have the lifestyle that you deserve? Do you? Do you dream of a certain lifestyle, but because of the people you hang around, the environment you're in, the books you're not reading, are those things stopping you from being able to have the life that you deserve? Answer that question honestly. If you said yes to any of these questions, or if any of these questions resonate with you, then today's episode is the episode you need to listen to. It's the episode you need to listen to, okay? That's what I want you guys to do. Think about those four questions and answer those questions, because this is taking you on a deep dive, right? We're going to dive deep and we're going to get real with ourselves about asking the questions that we need to ask of ourselves to start clearing the path, to start getting clear in our mind about what we want, what we need, what we must do in order to start getting the life that we absolutely deserve. There are certain things that must happen. There are certain mind shifts that must happen. I'm a life coach. I teach you guys about your mind, body, and spirit. That's what true self-care is about. That's how you begin to change your life. You work on your mind. You work on your body. And you work on your spirit. That's how you're going to get the life. But you also got to believe it, right? You got to believe it. So, segment one is all about the power of belief. All about the power of belief. Now, let's talk about it, because a lot of us don't even know what these words mean. We speak them every day, but we really don't know what these words mean. We have the big people that we see on social media, and they're all telling us, hey, let's manifest this life. Hey, all you got to do is visualize this life. Hey, all you got to do is say this affirmation, and everything you want is going to show up. Okay, am I a believer? Yes, I'm a believer of manifestations. Yes, I'm a believer of affirmations. Yes, I am a believer of visualization and meditation. Absolutely. Have I seen results from these things? Absolutely. But I'm going to be very honest with you. I did not start seeing any of the results of any of my manifestations, affirmations, or meditations, or visualizations until I had belief. Until I really started believing that I could have these things. Okay? So the power of belief, let's talk about that. That's a lot. The power of belief. What does the word power mean? Write out what you think your definition of power is first. Okay, because for us, power is like control. Power is like, you know, I have the ability to do this and I'm big with it. I have a lot of power. Okay. Superheroes have power. Wonder Woman. She had power. I used to watch her as a kid. She put up those things, ping, ping, ping. That was power to me. All right? But really, power is the ability to do something or act in a particular way. Especially as a faculty or a quality. It's the capacity or ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events. That's power. Write that down. Look it up. That's what power is. Now, we're talking about the power of belief, right? So now we got to know what the word belief means. Okay? Belief is an acceptance that a statement is true or something exists. What? Wait a minute. The word belief means an acceptance that a statement is true or something exists. It's trust, it's faith, or confidence in someone or something. Trust and faith goes with belief. Affirmations, meditation, visualization, all the shuns has to have belief. Okay? So now that we have the definition of the power of belief, which is really big, it's the number one stunner on trying to get your life created. It's what you need. It's what you have to do in order to create the life that you deserve, in order to see all these things that you're visualizing. You have to have the power of belief. That means you have the ability to do something or act in a particular way. Okay? You have the influence of your behavior or even of others. Okay? You also have to have belief in it, the statement or the something. You have to trust it. You have to have faith in it. And you have to have confidence. That's when your life will start changing. That's when the things that you desire will start appearing. Trust me. I know, because that's what I started to do. Having the power of belief. Now keep in mind that believing in yourself and your dreams is the first step towards manifesting the life that you do deserve. It's not a cliche. It's a fundamental fact. It's a fact, it's facts, it's facts, it's facts. You know, where my fact checkers at? You know, always somebody got to say, let me check them facts, girl. She don't know what she's talking about. Try it. Write down something that you want to happen in your life. Let's say within the next 30 days. Write that thing down. Visualize it. Speak it. See it. But what I want you to first do is believe that you can have it. One small thing. Challenge yourself. See if it appears. It will if you believe it. The power of belief. All right? Do you know your worth? That's question number 5. Do you know your worth? What is your value of worth to you? If you don't know your value, if you don't know your worth, I don't know how you expect anybody else on this planet to. I don't know how you expect anybody to treat you of value or of worth. Okay? If you do not know your value or your worth, you do not believe. You lack the power of belief. Period. Know the value of who you are. Know your value of your worth. Know that you are worthy to have it. You're worthy of it. Okay? You say, why are you so passionate about that? Because I had to believe that. Because I had to come to terms with that. I had to grow and learn and believe. Because we all have had trauma in our life, whether we want to believe it or not, whether we want to claim it or not. We've all had trauma in our life. But it is until we change the thought processes in our life and start believing it and start believing that I deserve more and that I'm a beautiful person and I'm worthy of what I have been promised, of the things that I saw in my childhood, the dreams that I had. Yeah, those things. I had to relearn the value of my worth. I had to remember my thoughts as a child of being wealthy and having my own business. I'm reading my notes because I wrote all this out. I was like, oh my God, I got to get this out. I got to write all this out for them to get it. Okay? I got to have them relate. We forgot those childhood dreams. We forgot those early downloads as a child. Close your eyes. I don't care who you're around. We ain't worried about them other folks. Close your eyes. Dream back to when you were a child. The things that you saw, the things that you envisioned, what you wanted to be outside of a doctor or a lawyer or a basketball player or a rapper. What was the things that you thought, if I could do this, it would bring me so much joy in my life? If I could craft, that's my thing, I would be so joyful. When I craft, I'm at a very peaceful place in my life. It opens me up to be able to do this podcast. It opens me up to be able to fill you guys up. That's what fills up my cup, is crafting. So I want you to think back and think about what you saw. I saw myself as being wealthy. I saw myself as having land. So those are the things that you can begin to have if you just create the power of belief. That's why it's big. That's why belief is big. Well, you might say, what do I have to do? What you have to do is what I did. I had to start listening to personal development. It opens you up. It teaches you things about yourself. I got myself mentors. I've paid for mentors. I paid for people. I went to go see people who I want to live that life. They have what it is that I want, that I deserve, that I want to give to my children, that I want to leave for my children's children. So I paid to go see these people. Yeah. I've paid for mentors. All right? Read books. I started reading books on money, personal development books, books on different types of energy, books on how to make you think differently. All those books. I still read books. I'm reading my books now. Think and Grow Rich. Get the book. Outwitting the Devil. Get the book. You're a badass at making money. Get the book. You guys, I have an Amazon store. Amazon has opened me up and let me become an influencer, and I'm going to have my own Amazon store, and these books will be in the store. Look for the store. It's coming. I'm going to put the links in this podcast because these books can change the trajectory of your life if you're open to it. Okay? So I say all this to you to say that you can start to figure out what it is that you desire and you deserve in your life. Start remembering those childhood dreams. Start reading those books. Go get a mentor if you have to. Get an accountability partner. Have someone that's going to get into your butt and say, hey, sis, you said you was going to do this. What's really going on? Brothers, find those circle of men that hold you accountable. Get into those circles, women and men, my brothers and my sisters. Get in those circles that challenge you. Get into those circles that make you say, what? Even if you feel like you don't belong in the circle, get in the circle. Get in the circle because we all have to start somewhere. I have been in rooms where I'm like, excuse me, but Regina, you do know that you are in a room full of multimillionaires and a couple of billionaires. Like face to face, you talking to them. They're giving you knowledge. Not one time, not two times, not three times. One time, I'm going to give y'all a secret. I paid $1,500 one time to go see some mentors. Changed my life. Made me believe I can have what it is that I want. And I do believe it. Okay. So start doing those things that are going to challenge you to be a better person, to be a better you, to learn your value of worth, to stop creating doubt, and start going for the life that you deserve. I want to see it happen for you guys. I want to see it happen. Leave me comments. Let me know. This podcast girl, this rang with me. Ding, ding, dong. Did it ring with you? Because it rang with me when I wrote it. All right. That's segment one. That is segment one, the power of belief. You have the power. You have to believe you do. And that life that you want will appear. Okay. I hope this will begin to spark you to believe that you can have the life that you deserve. I really do. On the next segment of the podcast series, we're going to talk about self-discovery and setting your vision. That's part two. Self-discovery and setting up your vision. That's going to be big because now we're going to dive even deeper. I mean, we're going to discover some stuff about ourselves. Yes. Okay. We're going to start setting up these visions that I see. Yes. Because we have to discover who we are to get what we want. All right, guys, that's it. I'm not gonna keep you any longer. I really did enjoy this podcast today, and I really hope that you have taken some notes. Go back, listen to this podcast again, share this podcast with someone who you know needs to hear this. And who you know needs to hear this series. All right. Leave me some comments. Let me know what you thought. Let me know what you think. Get on my Facebook page. Send me a message. Let me know. Trust me, guys. When I say that I believe and know that you have the ability to have the life that you deserve, I do. And I just want you to begin to believe it as well. Okay. That's it, y'all. That's it. I will see y'all next time. Do not forget to subscribe to the Take a Break Girl podcast. Share this podcast. Comment on this podcast. It's on every platform. Make sure you guys subscribe so that you guys do not miss an episode of this series. And the series is called, once again, Believing and Achieving. Unlocking the life that you absolutely do deserve. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Have a good one.